The meaning of humanity.
Humanity means I enjoy what is mine and you enjoy what is yours. Whatever comes to me as my share is mine, and whatever comes to you as your share is yours. Humanity means to not I that which belongs to someone else. And beastliness means what is mine is mine, and what is yours is also mine. And what is an attribute of divinity? What is yours, and what is mine is also yours. A benevolent person will even give away to others that which belongs to him. Do people with such divine qualities exist or not? Do you get to see a lot of humanity everywhere?
It is seen in some places, and it is not seen in other places.
Have you observed beastliness in any human being? When a person raises his horns, would you not understand he is a bull that is charging towards me? You should move out of the way at that time. This bull will not make an exception even for a king. If a king were to come towards the bull, even then the bull will merrily carry on. The king will have to go around the bull, but the bull will not go around.
This is an attribute even higher than humanity.
Then beyond humanity, who is considered to be a superhuman? Even if you were to cause harm to this man 10 times, he will still help you when you need it. Even if you were to cause harm to him again, he will help you when you need it. His very nature is to help others. Thus, we should know that this man is a superhuman. That is considered a divine attribute. There are only a few people like that. Such people cannot be found these days, can they? This is because the proportion has become about 1 or 2 in 100,000 people. If a person engages in any conduct that goes against the practice of humanity, if one behaves like an animal, then that person will go to the animal life form. If one engages in conduct that is demon-like, then that person will go to a demonic life form, meaning a life form in hell. And if one engages in superhuman conduct, then that person will go to a life form in the celestial realm. Do you understand this? Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
They teach as much as they know.
Over here, only Sant Purusho, saints, and Gnani Purusho are born, and they benefit other people. They have crossed the ocean of worldly life and help others to do the same. They help others become how they themselves have become, meaning if they practice humanity, then they will teach the practice of humanity. Those who are beyond this, humanity, will teach virtues of divinity. This means that if they know what the conduct of a superhuman is like, then they will teach the conduct of a superhuman. Hence, they teach the virtues that they know. And if they have the knowledge of how to become free from all of these dependencies, if they have become free themselves, then they will even bestow the knowledge to become free.
Such is animal-like conduct.
The true religion is that of humanity. Now in that, what I particularly want to know is that the true practice of humanity is that in which no one at all gets hurt. That predominantly is its very foundation. One may have money, wealth, power, splendor, but he should not abuse them. He should put them to good use. I believe that these are all principles of the practice of humanity. So I want to know from you, is this correct?
The true practice of humanity is simply that not a single living being should be hurt, even to the slightest extent. If someone hurts you, then that person is engaging in beastliness. But you should not engage in beastliness if you want to remain as a human being. And if humanity is practiced properly, then liberation can be attained in no time. If a person were to just understand the practice of humanity, then that would be more than enough. There is no other dharma worth understanding. The practice of humanity means the absence of beastliness. That is known as practicing humanity. If someone swears at you, then that person is engaging in beastliness. But you cannot engage in beastliness. You should maintain equanimity that is befitting of a human being. And you should tell that person, "Brother, what is my mistake? Show me my mistake so that I can get rid of it." The practice of humanity should be such that no one is hurt by you, even to the slightest extent. If you are hurt by someone, then that is beastly conduct on his part. You cannot retaliate with beastly conduct. To not become beastly with someone who is beastly, that is known as the practice of humanity. Do you understand this? In the practice of humanity, tit for tat will not do. If a person swears at you, and you swear back at him, if a person hits you, and you hit him back, then you have indeed become an animal. Where is the practice of humanity in that? Therefore, dharma should be such that no one gets hurt. Now, such a person is considered a human being, but the humanity has already departed. So then, what is the point of him even being a human being? Of what use are sesame seeds that do not have any oil? How can they even be considered as sesame seeds? His humanity has already departed. At the very least, humanity is needed. That is why it is sung in the movies. How much people have changed. Well then, what else is left in him? Since the person has changed, his entire capital has been lost. Now what will you conduct your business with?
While carrying out your duty with subordinates.
Say there are subordinates working for me. Whether the person is my son or someone at the office or anybody else, and they are lapsing in their duties. So at that moment, I give them the right advice. Now of course this hurts him. Then at that point it seems as though a contradiction is arising. So at that point, what should be done, Dada?
There is no problem with that. As long as your point of view is legitimate, there is no problem. If your intention towards that person is beastly, then that should not be so. And if a contradiction does arise, then you should ask for that person's forgiveness. In this way, accept that mistake. The practice of humanity should be followed in its entirety.
When the house help causes damage.
Why does difference of opinion, madbhed, occur between people?
The reason difference of opinion occurs is self-interest.
In fact, when one does not fight, it is considered self-interest. There is always happiness in self-interest.
But if it is spiritual self-interest, then there is happiness in it. If it is worldly self-interest, then there is nothing but unhappiness in it.
Yes, but even worldly self-interest can be reasonable. Whatever happiness one has does not leave, it does not decrease. One conducts himself such that it increases. Instead, worldly happiness goes away by quarreling. If glasses were to fall from your wife's hands, it would so happen that a loss of about $20 would be incurred. Then you would immediately get agitated in your mind. She has caused a loss of $20. Hey, you mortal one, she has not caused the loss. They just fell from her hands. If they were to fall from your hands, then what justice would you dispense? That is the way in which you should dispense justice. Instead, in that situation, what justice do you dispense? That she has caused a loss. But is she some sort of an outsider? And even if the person is an outsider or house help, this should not be done. This is because, based on what law do the glasses fall? Does the person drop them? Or do they happen to fall? Should you not think about that? Would the house help ever deliberately drop them? Therefore, what dharma should one abide by? If anyone causes harm, if anyone appears to be vengeful towards you, then that person is not really vengeful. There is nobody who can cause harm to you. Hence, you should not have abhorrence, dvesh, towards that person. Yes, then whether the person is a member of your family or the house help who happened to drop the glasses, it is not the house help who actually drops them. That which causes the glasses to fall is something else. Therefore, do not get too annoyed with the house help. Calmly tell him, slow down, walk gently. Ask him this much, you haven't burned your foot, have you? As a matter of fact, since 10 to 12 of your glasses have been broken, restlessness and anger would already have started within you. And as long as guests are sitting around, you do not express the anger, but you keep feeling restless within. After everyone has left, you will give it to the house help. There is no need to do this. This is one of the greatest offenses. One does not know who the doer is. The world verily bites, blames the apparent doer, nimit, that is visible to the eyes. I had told very small children, go, throw this cup outside. But they shrugged their shoulders. It is not to be thrown. No one would ever cause damage. I told a child, these are Dada's shoes. Go and throw them outside. And he shrugged his shoulders. They are not to be thrown. He has good understanding. So no one would throw these things. Even the house help would not break them. But these are foolish people who actually harass the house help. Hey, if you become a domestic helper, then you will realize at that time. So if you do not do anything like that, then if ever a time comes when you have to become a domestic helper, then you will end up getting a good employer. To place yourself in the shoes of others, that is called humanity, manav dharma. Besides this, the other dharma is spirituality, adhyatma, which is even beyond that. However, one should at least know how to practice this much humanity.
However much one's power of conduct, that much prevails in the other person.
Despite knowing that, many times it does not remain in awareness. What is the reason for this?
No, it means that this knowledge has not been known at all. The true knowledge has not been known. The knowledge that has been known through literature. It has not been known through a qualified guru either. A qualified guru is one whose teachings give exact results within you, whatever those teachings may be. If I were smoking cigarettes and I were to tell you, quit smoking cigarettes, then that would be futile. For that, power of conduct, charitra bal, is required. Only with the support of a guru, with complete power of conduct, will you be able to follow the teachings. Otherwise, the teachings cannot be followed on your own. If you were to tell your child, there is poison in this bottle. Look, it appears white. Don't you touch it. So what would the child say? But what does a poison mean? Then you would respond, poison means it can lead to death. Then he would ask again, what does it mean to die? At that point, you would tell him, yesterday over there, when that dead person was being taken away, you were saying, don't take him, don't take him. So when a person dies, then he is taken away. Therefore, once he understands this, he will not touch it. Knowledge should be set in one's understanding. Once you are told, hey, this is poison, then that knowledge should always be in your awareness. And the knowledge that does not remain in awareness is not knowledge at all. It is ignorance, ajnan, indeed. If you are given the knowledge to go to Ahmedabad from here, if you are given a map and all that, but it does not take you there, then the map is certainly incorrect. The result should come about in exactness.